Hello, hello, and welcome. This is your host, Elizabeth Overton. This is hard to actually say out loud. This is the last episode of the Divine Downloads podcast, number 78. What a great number to go out on. So I want to, first of all, thank you all for being avid listeners and sharers of my show. And I want to take the time and opportunity to share this full circle moment with you, tell you how I got here and where I am headed. So we'll just get right to it. I have been a nurse for 22 years, and 8 years ago, I could check off all the markers of success, all the things, the job, the hubby, the family, the health, and somehow, for some reason, I still felt unfulfilled. And to make matters worse, I actually felt bad or guilty for wanting a deeper experience of life. However, I couldn't figure out what it was that I was missing. And that is actually what started my, I'll call it a spiritual sojourn, my spiritual journey. And really what's interesting about this for you nurses out there is that this sojourn was actually prompted by my job. I absolutely loved my job, working in a busy electrophysiology lab, doing pacemakers, defibrillators, cardioversions, all the things, helping people restore their quality of life who had stuff with their ticker. And I'd recently become a yoga teacher, and I really wanted to be able to say, hey, I want to teach yoga 3 days a week. And I felt trapped, even though I was part-time. My schedule did not afford me the certainty or the structure, the dependability. So I started turning over every possible stone. I actually left that job and went to a different job. And my journey included all kinds of things. So I explored nutrition school, yoga teacher training, Akashic records, energy healing, energy clearing. And then it hit me. The reason I felt so unfulfilled was because I was spiritually bankrupt. How could I grow up learning about God and going to church and still feel spiritually bankrupt? And I certainly didn't feel connected to or supported by Spirit. Now, just to give you a little context, a little frame of reference, I have been into personal development and have had a growth mindset since before I came out of the womb. And anytime I uncover, discover something within myself that I don't like or I would like to be different, I go about changing it. And 2 years ago, I was working on transcending this limiting belief that I didn't have a, quote, creative bone in my body, end quote, because if I weren't creative, there's no way I'd be successful as an entrepreneur. So I have lived in Minneapolis or Minnesota for 22 years. I moved here after graduating from nursing school, and there is this lake in Minneapolis called Lake Harriet. I'm sure if you're from Minnesota, you've heard of it or you've been there. Supposedly there's a plant on the bottom of the lake. Anyway, I have been drawn to this lake like a moth to a flame. I can't describe it. All I know is that it is salve for my soul. I could have the worst day of my life, and when I go to Lake Harriet, and all I'm doing is just walking around the lake, taking in the nature, everything is better. I feel supported. I feel connected. So mind you, I'm working on transcending this limiting belief about not being creative. And I'm walking at the lake. I'm just doing what I do every time I go there, which is daily for the last 22 years. And out of nowhere, I hear this little bitty voice say, you need to create an oracle deck called Divine Downloads, Channeled Wisdom from Your Soul. Having never received what I will call a channeled message, I was completely freaked out. I was literally looking around to see who, in fact, had just disclosed this information to me. And I quickly realized this message was coming from within me, or more appropriately above me. This was coming from my higher self with a very important message for me about my actual spiritual journey. And since I'm human, actually, since I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, the first thing that crossed my consciousness and out of my mouth was, how the heck am I supposed to do that? I've never done that before. And remember, I'm not creative. So I call them my team, my spiritual team, my guides, my angels, my higher self. They said, go back to the lake. Hashtag duh. So fast forward 2 months from the time that I got that message, I had aligned with an amazing designer. She helped me create the cool design on the cards. And she also helped me work through all the demons that were coming up. It must be similar to you if you're writing a book or you have written a book. All the demons come out. You know, the ego is like, well, who are you to write this? No one's going to listen to what you say. Blah, blah, blah. All the things. So I did the work. And the next thing you know, it took 2 months from the time I got the message until I received this one little baby card deck, my passion project, in my hands. Divine downloads, channeled wisdom from your soul. And listen, this was freaking exciting for sure. However, what happened after that, I wasn't expecting. I'm standing there. I have this beautiful altar in my bedroom. It's this chest. It has my crystal singing bowls on it. It has some sage and some special crystals. And I did this little sacred ritual where I gave the card deck a sound bath, and I did this thing that I learned from Cindy Dale called Streams of Grace. Is that it? Streams of Grace. And I stood there holding this card deck. It was literally like holding a baby. And I got this overwhelming sensation of support, love, awe, congratulations. It was like my whole entire spiritual squad washed over me, was surrounding me in a circle, holding me up. And basically they were like, girl, you done well. You have done well. And we are going to reward you for doing what we say. And so that was incredible. I wasn't expecting that. I just wasn't expecting that. And the reason this is so significant also for me is because I am a creative. And the translation for that means I have what's called BSO, bright, shiny object syndrome. I'm constantly getting creative ideas of things to offer, of things to talk about, deliver, and I will get all pumped up and all psyched, and then another bright, shiny object will come along into my mind, and the other idea will get dropped like a hot potato. So this is the first time in my entire life that I actually got the idea, well, in this case, a channeled message, executed, totally followed through, and like I just shared, the experience was absolutely magical. So that alone, that was enough for me. That was enough. My soul was absolutely elated. However, my higher self and my spiritual squad had bigger plans for me. I started sharing this baby passion project with other people, and people started saying, well, dude, how do I get some? Like, what a concept. I created this thing that my higher self told me to create to overcome a belief that I wasn't creative. Like, you cannot make this stuff up. This is why I love energy. And so I started selling these, and people started sharing with me these synergistic experiences from working with the card deck. And so, my, how divine. And it gets more interesting. 2 weeks later, after this experience with the card decks in my hands, I'm in the shower and they tap me on the shoulder and they say, hey, girl, hey, you need to have a podcast of the same name. I'm like, okay, cool. I'd had a podcast on my radar for 5 years. So, literally, 2 weeks later, I start the Divine Downloads podcast. And today, this is my 78th episode. And this is no small feat, because this whole time up until December, I have been working, I have done everything myself, the scheduling, the editing, the marketing, the advertising, all the things. And my focus this whole time has been interviewing humans doing amazing service in the world. And since I'm a nurse and very connected to the nurse community, I loved interviewing nurse entrepreneurs specifically and asking them to share a divine download that's helped shape their path. And I quit my day job in December. And as a full-time nurse entrepreneur, I'm now shifting my work to all things spirituality, specifically helping women learn how to connect with their spiritual nature through a connection with their higher selves. If I had known how to access this part of my humanity, I could have avoided so much wasted time, wasted money, not to mention energy, and loads of unnecessary suffering. Because prior to my connection with my higher self, I didn't realize that struggle and suffering were actually optional. I thought that was just part of the experience. That was like required. So now that I have experienced both of these ways of living, being in pure abundance and prosperity and ease and flow, and then the chronic doubt and struggle and worry, I know which one I prefer. Like, I seriously can't believe it could be this easy when for 48 years, it was not easy. So I really want to teach women, and I want you to know that there might be some things on the menu of life that you didn't have access to before that will literally transform every aspect of your being. Because when you're tuned into your higher self, I call her your same thing as God, source, universe, whatever word you want to use. She has the 10,000 foot view of your being. So translation, she sees the full staircase. She sees the full path. And this is, just so you know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And when you have access to her, when she has access to the full staircase, the long game, she will impart to you every single thing you need to know on your journey. Therefore, you feel confident, you feel supported, you feel connected, and it gets a lot easier to discern the messages that she's sending you, because right now she's trying to talk to you. And the only way that you will be able to hear or discern the messages is if you are in your body. That means you need to be grounded. You need to be connected to the earth, and you need to be open to receive the wisdom. So here, and there has never been a better time to connect, because if it weren't for this relationship, I would have checked out in February, because my inherent vibe is anxiety and worry, hands down. And so all these tools that I practice and this connection that I teach about learning to get to know your higher self has allowed me to be grounded and connected and to feel supported. And so I don't have to worry. I don't have to struggle. And it is such a blessing, such a gift. So here's the bottom line. You were not designed to suffer or struggle. End of story. And abundance and vitality are your birthright if you decide that path for yourself. I did it, and so can you. So in that vein, I would like to round out this 78th episode of the Divine Downloads podcast with an offer that, of course, was a channeled message from Spirit to host a virtual retreat. It is called The Spiritually Wealthy Woman. So you and me together for 5 hours to understand how you got here and why you have fear and or shame about connecting with your spiritual nature, and to give you the blueprint with the practical tools on how you can connect with your higher self and begin to discern the wisdom she's sending you on the daily so that you too can live your best life in abundance and ease. This all goes down on Saturday, August 1st. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll all be on the Zoom machine. If you want the details, if you want in, you can catch all that on my website at lisbethoverton.com. That's LISBETHOVERTON.com. And of course, if you like my vibe, check me out on all the socials, the Instas, the Facebooks, the LinkedIn, and on Twitter. My handle is endoverwhelmnow. And I would love for you to come hang out with me on my new show, The Spiritually Savvy Nurse. We are launching on Friday, August 7th. I would love to see you there. We're going to dish on all things spirituality, your higher self, and hearing from women who are doing amazing work in the world who are guided by spirit. So with that, I want to reach out my hands and give you a virtual hug, fist pumps, elbow bumps, whatever you want to call it. I thank you from my soul. I thank you from my higher self for your time, your attention, your energy, all the incredible humans that have been on my show. It has been a privilege and an honor, and I wouldn't be here without the listeners, so I want to thank you. I'd love to see you over on the new show, The Spiritually Savvy Nurse. And if you have any comments, if you have any questions, anything you want to connect on, please shoot me an email at ask@lisbethoverton.com. LISBETHOVERTON.com. And I'm signing off now, the 78th episode of Divine Downloads. And I just want to bow in a namaste to the Divine Downloads podcast. She is my creative baby, and we're on to bigger things that my soul has orchestrated. So we'll see you on the new show. Bye-bye.